This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Republican Senator Lou Jones of Conrad yesterday urged the Montana Revenue Department to reverse its decision to bar religious-based private schools from taking part in a tax credit scholarship program. Revenue Department officials claim that the state constitution bans any direct or indirect support for religious institutions, so it can't include faith-based institutions in the program. Jones, who sponsored the bill, said the state officials were substituting their own judgment for that of the legislature.
I believe when the legislature passes a bill and the executive allows it to become law, if the bill says the sky is pink, then the rules need to reflect that the sky is pink. And if an aggrieved party disagrees with that, then they need to use the judicial. To stop a process midway in this sort of an argument bodes ill across all elected branches.
Other witnesses, including a representative from the Public Schools Teachers Union, argued that the bill itself requires the program to be administered according to the state constitution. Department officials listened to the testimony but offered no comment and did not immediately rule on the matter. Families, attorneys, and counselors urged a legislative committee to dig deeper into the activities of the Montana Division of Child and Family Services after an audit uncovered issues with inadequate documentation, inconsistent investigations, and an antiquated computer system. Child and Family Services Administrator Sarah Corbelly says the agency agrees with most of the recommended improvements but lacks the staff to handle its increased caseload. Chris Brady of Helena told lawmakers the agency could have saved money and staff time if it hadn't doggedly pursued a coerced report that he caused a bruise on his daughter's leg. Brady said he was cleared after a two-year battle, but it left his daughter with psychiatric issues, his wife unable to work due to stress, and forced the family to file for bankruptcy. The estimate of the grizzly bear population in and around Yellowstone National Park has been revised downward by 6% from a year ago. The number of grizzly bears in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, which includes areas of Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho, is estimated at 714 this year, down from 2014's estimate of 757. But wildlife biologists say the drop isn't evidence that the bear's population is declining in the long term. Biologist Frank Van Manen tells the Jackson Hole News and Guide that the long-term trend in the bear's population is still flat to increasing slightly. The decline comes during debate whether federal protections for the grizzly bear should be lifted. Wildlife advocates say grizzly bear numbers are not sufficient enough, while delisting advocates say they are. Authorities have arrested a fugitive after a Missoula police officer fired gunshots through the back of the suspect's car window as he slammed into a vehicle full of U.S. Marshals. The Missoulian reports the suspect, Olajide Fletcher, was treated for glass that got into his eye, but no other injuries were reported in yesterday's incident. Fletcher was wanted in connection with a drive-by shooting in Washington. Attorneys for a man suspected of making online threats to schools and religious leaders have asked a Kalispell judge to reschedule next week's jury trial as both sides work toward a plea deal. The Flathead Beacon reports that David Lenio's attorney filed a motion yesterday saying both sides are working toward a potential resolution. A jury has found an anti-government activist from Montana guilty on federal firearms charges after authorities said he sought out high-powered weaponry for a coming second American Revolution. A federal defender argued that his client, William Christopher Wolf, was entrapped by the undercover agent and a paid FBI informant who encouraged him to buy a shotgun. Governor Steve Bullock has proclaimed November 5th as Eloise Cabell Day in honor of the woman who led a 14-year legal fight against the federal government over mismanagement of Indian trust funds. Bullock signed the proclamation yesterday, recognizing Cabell on her birthday of each year. The action comes after the state legislature failed to pass a bill that would have named the day in Cabell's honor. Park officials say Yellowstone National Park attracted an unexpectedly large amount of visitors this year. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports park spokeswoman Amy Bartlett says there were more than 4 million recreational visits by the end of October when roads to many popular attractions closed for the season. She says park officials weren't anticipating the large increase. Yellowstone saw more visits every month of 2015 than it did last year. The park broke its previous record in September, hitting 3.8 million visits and surpassing its 2010 total of 3.6 million. Bartlett says beautiful October weather and increased bus traffic might have driven visit numbers up. Crowds could also pour in next year as the National Park Service turns 100 years old. The FBI is joining the search for a 79-year-old Montana woman and her son who were last seen October 28th, just over a week after a cleaning lady found a large bar of gold at the home of the woman's deceased ex-husband. Powell County Sheriff Scott Howard says Beverly Giannotti was reported missing October 31st by a friend. Officers found unattended dogs at her house in Deer Lodge and another dog at the home of her son, 57-year-old Gregory Giannotti. There was no sign of a struggle in either house or at the house that belonged to Bill Giannotti, who died in August. Officials say Beverly was having some work done at Bill's house when a cleaning lady told her about the gold October 19th. The gold, incidentally, is also missing. A billionaire businessman is offering to give the government wildlife habitat near Yellowstone National Park in exchange for forest land within his ranch boundary. The Billings Gazette reports William D. Marine would give the government the Slip and Slide Ranch land near Yellowstone that the Forest Service has been pursuing for 30 years. The Forest Service says the 538-acre parcel is valuable habitat for grizzly bears, bison, elk, mule deer, and Yellowstone cutthroat trout. Gardner District Ranger Walt Allen says Marine's proposal's a good one. The deal would have the businessman remove buildings on Slip and Slide Ranch, grant a road easement across his other ranch, and give the Forest Service the right of first refusal on 90 more acres. Marine did not respond to a request for comment. Thank you very much for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.